very good afternoon to you. Welcome to the number one talk radio station, Eagle FM Namibia. It is Sally J in studio on the Brand Conversation, and I hope that you are doing good. Hope your Friday is treating you well, started off on a good note, as it's been quite a long week. Now, yesterday on the Brand Conversation, we were talking about being a risk taker and how it is important to, as an entrepreneur, as someone who is, you know, working on their personal growth, that it is important for you to be a risk taker. Now, on the line, I will be getting a very special guest. He's an entrepreneur, a self-taught chef. How amazing is that? I'm even going to ask him if he's single, because here in Namibia, it's tough to get a guy that loves cooking, because Envalde already told us that he doesn't like the kitchen. So, I'm never going to leave you alone for that one. But yes, ladies and gentlemen, so we're going to be speaking to someone who has taken a risk, who has taught himself the skills that he wants to put out there, and he is also going to be talking to us about the brand that he's currently building. So welcome to the Brand Conversation. Looking forward to adding some value to your life. So let's get this show on the road.
Audio mnangeshefa no hara kushivifa oma akuro e kupitira mohoriki radio station ayo Eagle FM. Enya mukuru olongaha. Ninge kwata fano na Monica kushikondosha ipindi konora heta tuimwe, heari imwe, ne heari, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mamberewa konora heta tu natu, bali o heta tu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Nenge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo mwane oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
All right, this is still your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Sally J in studio here on the Brand Conversation, and today we are having a conversation with someone who has taken a risk, someone who has taken ownership of themselves, someone who is starting their own brand and also making a name for himself. Now, I did stalk him. I hope he doesn't mind, but he is here to share his story with us, and I'm speaking to none other than Peter from Peter Eats. Good afternoon, Peter.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
No, we are doing good, thanks. Peter, I want to thank you so much for joining us on our show today.
Yeah.
That's good. All right. I guess maybe let's start from, you know, the beginning. You know, where were you born? Tell us about your upbringing. And yeah, tell us more.
I was born here in Wolfish Bay, where I currently am right now.
All right.
I grew up with my mom and dad. We grew up in Kwisa Moon here in Wolfish Bay. And yeah, so that's where it basically all started. That's where I was born.
All right, that's so good to hear. You're representing your coastal town. Now, before I ask the next question, you know, you're a self-taught chef, right? And,
yeah.
You know, in Africa, a man in the kitchen, let alone someone who enjoys it, right?
Yeah.
And taught themselves. That's something completely new. Take us through that, please.
Yeah, it's actually a bit of a lot of people actually get surprised when I tell them that. They're like, what?
Yeah.
It's silly. And it's a thing of, first it was like a thing of where I actually just started helping my mom in the kitchen, just sitting in the kitchen, looking at her cook and saying, okay, fine, let me help you with this. And the more you get into it, the more fun it is. So it's kind of weird because here really in Africa, it's a thing of no, men shouldn't do this. And nah, I don't actually really follow those things. I don't do that.
No, it was very, very interesting. And I was like, oh, I hope I don't offend Peter when I ask him that, because it's really what is out there, you know, in terms of our culture. And so to see you, you know, embracing that, it's very, very beautiful. So I really commend you for that.
Thank
now,
you,
you know, growing up when you were young, did you think that you would also become, you know, an entrepreneur? If you could go back, did you see yourself in this type of position?
Actually, no. As I grew up mostly with my dad and my mom, but like I was mostly just speak to my dad. And then, cause I was like, I don't know, I always felt like, okay, fine. My dad's a mechanic, he works at Rossing. So when he comes home, I was always excited to see when he works, working with tools. I love working in the garage, like service cars. And I actually never thought of any entrepreneur thing like this, because it was just a thing of, okay, fine, get a job,
for
you do some fixings and stuff like that. So I never thought of this, actually, that I would ever shift into this bound.
Yeah.
They love cooking in the kitchen
and
experimenting new things. So,
That's interesting. Now, how did you build up that, you know, entrepreneurial spirit? And especially because now you've seen your parents working very hard. So that part already, but how did you build up that spirit? Do you believe that you were born with it, or is there something that you developed yourself?
I think both. I think it's both. I was born with, I don't know. I think I was born with it. Because sometimes it feels like when I'm in the kitchen and then I prepare meals, it feels like it's an involuntary action.
Wow.
When I do it, it's like my hands moving and I'm like, what? I'm actually doing this. So I actually don't think that it's something that I don't know, like look into it. And because I never looked into cooking or into anything entrepreneurial thing.
Yeah.
I always just read books, watch podcasts, and I don't know, download books. You know, the internet is open. Everything is there, literally. Because right now, I actually sometimes sit to myself and think, okay, fine, the internet is here. Mostly some influencers on the internet tell me that, no, everything's on the internet. You can go watch and you can go read books. And, this, you know, like all the entrepreneurial things that we actually don't learn in school. Are actually just on the internet, and you can just read books, and it's a never ending thing. Learning. I love it, actually.
Interesting. Now, you know, my next question is, when I was like stalking you on social media, when I was stalking you on social media, I saw that, you know, you're not just a chef, that there are also other things that you have interest in. Tell us about that.
Oh, actually, I also used to write. Just, you know, write down. It's like
You used to write?
Yeah. Just,
wow. What kind of writing?
Just poetry and quotes.
Poetry.
And, yeah, it's something that I actually do.
Yeah.
And I also have a business of a cleaning business. It's an upcoming business.
Okay.
That I'm doing, actually, and it's quite something. And we also do events, me and my brother.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we also plan events, and yeah, it's quite, you know, just getting into the move while you're young. You know?
Yeah, I hear you on that. That's really important. So,
When
you combine all these interests, you know, how do you combine all these interests, and what motivates you to, you know, to keep doing it? Because I'm like just thinking about it now, I'm interested in knowing how do you find the balance for all of those things, and what keeps you motivated to do all of them? Because sometimes we get a bit bored with the one if the other one is picking up, you know what I'm saying? So how do you keep yourself motivated in all those interests?
it's actually it's a thing of it's a drive that I have actually. Okay. I don't know what it's in me.
Yeah.
I also sometimes look at how my parents work hard to get to the stage where they are right now, and just sit back and reflect on everything that has happened, and still see them stand strong. So that that's a motivation for me. And there's a life I see for myself that no one else can see. So that actually, use that as my drive. And the early mornings when I wake up and pray and just keep on going. And the boredom never happens. It doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen for you. Is it because you love what you do?
Yeah. When you love what you do, the boredom never comes. Because in cooking, it's like a never-ending book of new exploring. You just learn and you just get into it. And, you know, it's just coming on top and stacking and stacking and stacking. So, yeah, I love doing what I do.
I hear you.
Yeah.
That's really beautiful to hear. Now, what are some of the challenges that you faced at the early stages of your business? And are those still challenges that you are encountering to this day?
Challenges. The challenges that I faced were the challenges.
Yeah.
I actually face challenges like literally every day.
Wow. Okay.
Till today. I can't, actually don't even, it's actually all about the mindset. You have to develop a mindset where you see that when a challenge approaches you, you don't actually need to be at a standstill and be like, oh no, the challenge came, so I should still stand still. It's a thing of like, what is it trying to teach me and how can I get over this challenge? And because I can't actually mention the challenges, but they are challenges literally every day.
Every day,
there are challenges and risks and, you know, it's all about, so the challenges are quite much. I can't even mention them.
No, it's interesting that you say it's all about, the mindset, you know, and I want you to go a bit deeper into that because, are you saying that, you know, when a person is going through, a challenge, for example, are there those people that kind of like back down or stand still, like you're saying, and then there are the others that get up and find solutions. So are you saying that's the mindset?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The thing about a challenge is that I actually don't see it as a challenge. I've developed a mindset that I don't see anything as a challenge to me. I see it as a solution that I need to find. So actually, it's all about perspective. You need to develop a mindset of not why is this happening to me. You need to develop a mindset of what is this trying to teach me, or how is this trying to make me strong, or how can I overcome this? Because it's every day in life you get hit with unexpected turns. You never know. That's the thing. So, okay, we're all human, so it hits you a bit, you know, like, oh, this happened. So, but your backup needs to come on and be like, okay, let me go through, let me trust through everything. And that's all what matters at the end of the day. It's all about how you actually see the thing.
Now, taking a risk, this is something we were talking about yesterday on radio. And I want to hear from you in terms of just taking a risk as an entrepreneur. What does that mean for you?
Taking a risk as an entrepreneur, it's a thing of you need to come to terms with the fact that you aren't always going to win. And when you take a risk, you need to have a thing of, okay, fine, I'm taking this risk. And when you take it, you need to shift your mind into it and just make sure the risk doesn't really, and when you take the risk, actually, you should actually see it as a thing of you're going full in. When you lose, you're going to be taught, you learn something.
I see what you're saying.
And always make sure that the risk that you take aren't really a risk that you ever thought through. A risk that you know that it's going to affect your family or it's going to affect your, obviously a risk has to affect your life, but it's a win or lose. So yeah, that's It's take risks sometimes, but it's also bad. So you get what I'm trying to say here?
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah,
thank you for that. Now, as an entrepreneur, you know, it can happen where your morale is down, we are not feeling so motivated or wanting to get up. What is it that motivates you and drives you?
It's I don't know. This is probably going to be sounding weird to say, but it's the drive. Sometimes I feel it's God that just comes to me and be like, wake up. Mm. Some nights or some mornings, I'll be like waking up at 4 a.m. and just writing down recipes and just scrolling through and reading books and just, you know, it's all about the drive and how you actually see the thing, how you actually see where you're headed to.
Mm.
But there's a life that only you can see for yourself, that no one else can see, and only you can get it. Literally, no one else can get it for you. Only you can get it.
Thank you so much for that. Now, you mentioned your parents, and it sounds like they were quite big role models of you. Who else motivates you as an entrepreneur?
It's mostly people from overseas, like.
People from?
From overseas, like the Elon Musk and all of those, Bill Gates and artists from that side. And when you listen to the music, you hear the stories that they're saying, and just people also in Namibia who start their own things.
Yeah.
Who actually start, you know, people, because everyone started from nothing. Mostly business owners motivate me on what I do. Because those business owners were also just, I believe they were also just people like me, you know, taking the risks and just getting into it full throttle.
Mm.
So, yeah, that actually motivates me. And also, like, for example, franchises like KFC or there's one here in Wolfish, Steve Stakeholder. And today I was like also at another restaurant, takeaway type of cafe, Props Willy. Like every time when I go to a cafe, I like sit down and observe how the movement is and like, yo, this, I want this, but better. You know? And sometimes it's also a thing of that you need to motivate yourself, seeing yourself and from a higher view and being like, okay, you're going to come up here one day. So that's how I see. So it's basically that.
Thank you so much for that. Before we end, you know, it's always important to look at, just on a national level, you know, where your head is at. And I want to hear from you in terms of, you know, how important is it for young Namibians to have people to look up to? Like you've mentioned, you know, people from overseas. But I want to hear from you in terms of just having people even at home to look up to. Like, I'm sure there is somebody that looks up to you. You know, maybe it's somebody that you don't even know is looking at you and they're admiring, you know, your tenacity and you getting up every day and doing your job. So how important is it for us as Namibians in this day and age to have people to look up to?
It's actually very important to have people
who
you look up to.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes, okay, look, we're all human. So, okay, sometimes they do downfalls and, you know, all of that. But it's very important to have people who you look up to as a Namibian, because that will actually motivate you and drive you. And it will give you a boost into whatever you're doing. Because while you're doing that you're doing, it's gonna be in your head that, yo, I wanna be like this guy, yo, I wanna be like this woman, yo, I wanna be there where they are. And, you know, I actually appreciate all the people who I look up to. It's just that they're a lot, they're actually a lot. I can't actually even mention them now. But yeah, it's actually, cause the thing is that it's also very important for Namibian parents to actually motivate their children, the sons and daughters, into whatever they're doing. Because no one in this place wants to end up at a place where they are very much feeling dead-ended. They're making money, of course. Yeah, it's a job. But you're not doing what you love. Your heart isn't there.
Yeah.
That's where stress comes in. That's where the all the depression kicks in, and that's where the feeling down comes in, and being having that thing of, yo, I can't wait until, I don't know, the weekend to come so that I can rest. And I mean, it's a thing of, it's not bad to rest. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hear you.
I'm just saying that people should actually motivate one another to do what they love and just upbuild one another while they are at. Because it's very important to do that. I personally feel that. And people shouldn't, most people who are actually, I feel that most people who are, because actually I know a couple of people who actually have diplomas and degrees and all of those papers. And they're sitting at home to be spoon-fed by the government, which is actually sad. You know?
Yeah, very true.
I would like advise them just to start whatever it's on their mind, to start it, kick it, and just keep on going. So it's very important actually just to do what you love and just,
I hear you. Thank you so much for that. Now, what are your thoughts on just entrepreneurship for young people like yourself, especially in this economy where jobs are harder and harder to find, and it became even harder with COVID-19? What are your thoughts on entrepreneurship for our younger people?
I think that they should actually just do something that they should actually think it through, because when COVID-19 came and hit, it was an unexpected wave and no one knew. So it was kind of a thing of, okay, fine, jobs closed down, people lost their jobs. And so you should actually think of, what if a pandemic comes now? What if something happens right now? Because there are rumors on the internet that, I don't know, things are going to come. And so, yeah, you should actually do something that you have to bring up. It's all about how you think, and all about what you read, and all about what you, how deep in research you go and see what is a necessity in the community. Before you start something, you need to see what does the community need, where you actually live, if you want to become like an entrepreneur.
Okay.
Okay, fine. No, I'm at a place where there are no shops. Fine. Then start this. Start. Don't be afraid to start small. You need to know that you always need to start somewhere.
Yeah.
And the first jump is always the scariest. That's what that's what I tell people who always come to me for advice and all of that. The first jump is always the scariest, but once you start some stacking and going up, that's when it all starts, you know? It all starts. So yeah. So I just advise them just to go for it and just do something that, first they should do research on the community, what the community actually needs.
Okay, so they should do their research to see where they can find their place in the industry.
Very important to do your research.
I hear you on that. Now, what would you say are the important or key elements, you know, for starting and running a successful business? You know, I loved what you just said now, that it just takes that first step, you know. Now, after you take that first step, what are some of the elements in your experience that are working for you to, you know, keep your business running?
Consistency in whatever you do. Make sure you ignore all of the negativity that comes. Some people will come at you just to test you and to see, okay, if you're really strong to take negativity. You should be very, you know, train your mind. And you should also just don't be too much of a person. Okay, fine. We're young. it's normal. We're young and we like to have fun, but I personally also feel that at this point is when you can actually build something and destroy something. between the age of 20 and 30 or to anyone. So I feel that you should be consistent and you should be committed in whatever you do, and you should save. Save and invest. And I also advise the people to educate themselves on that. Because I feel, because from the 12 years I went to school, the investing and the saving and all of that, some might say financial education, basically. Yeah. It's not something that is in our educational system. It's something that you need to probably teach yourself.
Yeah.
So it's quite difficult. So I would just want to advise people just to educate themselves. As I said at first, everything is on the internet. Everything is in the book.
Yes.
And everything is on the podcast you listen to. Everything is there. That's how you learn the financial strategies of everything. Mm. It's very important to learn how to do all of that. So just educate yourself on financial education. Educate yourself on whatever you do.
Yeah.
Make sure that you do your research and just get into it. It's very important to do.
Yeah. I hear you. Wow. Before I get your final thoughts, you know, what advice would you give to other entrepreneurs who are also just starting out?
Just go for it. That's it. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Just go for it and make sure that you're consistent. It's a very fluctuative thing. Sometimes you're feeling down because it's not booming at first. But just go for it and make sure you believe in you and you start your own thing.
Yes.
Start your own thing with your name.
Yeah.
And just get into it and just press. It's very important because that feeling, although you're going to fail here and there, make sure that you got a mindset which says, okay, I did my best. Not very a thing true. Of, yo, I could have done this and this and this, and you're going to start feeling down. And just do it, get into it, and just have fun while doing it. That's all that matters, actually. Have fun while you do it and make sure that whatever you sell, whatever service you provide, whatever you do, make sure that you do it at your level best and make sure that your clients or whoever you're doing it for is fully satisfied with what you do.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Peter, I am so happy that we had this conversation. You really sound like someone who is so passionate and knows what they want in life. You know, and I honestly wish you all the best. Hopefully we can come to Wafish Bay soon so that we can get a bite of that menu. I don't know why you sent me the menu, because now I'm like, should I go to Wafish Bay today or should I go tomorrow? I think you sent it to make me jealous, ne?
Yeah.
No, it's all good, man. I'm really happy that we had this conversation. Any final thoughts you'd like to have share with the listeners out there?
Please just do what you love and make sure you do your best at it. But at the end, it's all about you.
Yeah.
In the end, it's all about doing what you love.
Yeah.
And yeah, just have fun.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you so much, my brother. Please take care of yourself.
Thank you so much.
All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is Peter from Peter Shumba from Wafish Bay. And he is a self-taught chef. Oh, I forgot to ask if the guy is single. But anyway, and Valde Khan. You are hating on me because I'm looking for a husband who can cook. Who can cook? Ladies and gentlemen, this is The Brand Conversation. Stick around. We still have 20 minutes left. So for those who didn't get a chance to come in touch on taking a risk, let's continue this conversation right after this.
Your car takes good care of you, so make sure you take good care of it too. We offer the best quality car parts for your Mercedes and BMW vehicles. All the parts you can think of and so much more. Available at Global Parts Namibia. Renowned for service excellence, quality products and affordable prices. Mercedes and BMW owners choose us. You should too. Global Parts. Global reach for best local advice and prices.
There is no queue in internet. Let's keep it that way. Skip the queue and sign up for our Steadfast, Baratas Fiber, Sky-Fi or mobile LTE packages at the click of a button. Getting connected has never been easier. Easy online sign-up. You've got it. To find out what services are available in your location, visit baratas.africa/NA.
Don't be a silent listener. You can air your opinions, ask questions, and converse with us in studio on 083-288-401.
Ushua kokusha oshikwiri rimba oshina hefero momunyovye tupeva peyuva. Monao, po Global Parts, tunova ungure ova puike, ovo nongo, nova harupu okuku vatera. Tunovitenda peke peke vyo vikwiri rimba okudhako Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, BMW, nui natuwa weather ovitenda vyo Toyota. Wedhako omanao manene shimuna omaile no topra. Tuvada po mura rimbui o Naismith mo Southern Industrial Area. Po Global Parts, tukupa onji viro othemba, ohunga no vitenda vyo vitore. Global Parts, global reach for best local advice and prices.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Oyo mnangeshefa nohara kushivika oma kuroe kupitira mohorike radio station ayo Eagle FM. Enyamukulu olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosha ipindi kono rahita tuimwe, heari imwe, ne heari, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mwambirewa kono rahita tu natu, mbali o hetatu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Nenge dumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo umone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
All right, 20 minutes left of the brand conversation. A big thank you to Peter all the way from Wafish Bay. It's so nice, you know, to be able to touch on all the corners of, I almost said the sea, all the corners of the country and to speak to our entrepreneurs out there, especially the young ones, just to, you know, give some encouragement. And when I was thinking about talking to Peter, I was like, wow, this is somebody that really took a whole risk, young. You know, and when we were having a discussion, he was talking about how, you know, a lot of his friends would ask, like, you know, would kind of like make fun of him in a way because he put effort into cooking. I'm not saying Namibian guys can't cook. We know you guys know how to make pap and tomatoes and onion. What are you laughing in, Valdi?
Are you coming for us?
What?
What did
you
say we can
do? No, to make pap and boil tomatoes and onions. Okay. And then you put okasop.
We can also boil eggs.
Oh, really? Let me guess. You can also boil water too. Like, what? But what did you think about him? Like, you know, he is, like I was saying, in the African context, you know, okay, fine, it's normal for us to have chefs and all of those things, right? But just thinking about when that role started and in Africa, where now there are these young boys who are like, no, I don't want to be a doctor, mom. I don't want to be this. I just want to be a chef.
You see, you just have to understand, the world is evolving. Mm. We are turning into all the other things that you want to turn into. And then cooking is a kind of job that, you see, we have jobs that are getting replaced.
Yeah.
Yeah, like things that machines or machineries actually can do and all these kind of things. The modern technology and all these kind of things.
Yeah.
But then cooking is, you're sort of like secured. People will still need food.
True.
I mean, it's so good about him that he chose that nobody else is choosing.
Yeah.
It's special. And then I feel like a lot of people would even be so impressed to, or actually wanting to go eat food cooked by men, then that's what you're getting.
I do enjoy it. Now
you've been saying it.
I'm just trying to make my intentions known that I want a man who loves cooking. That's all.
He will still cook.
Cook what?
He'll still cook, mostly.
He will cook.
No, you will.
Me. The only thing I'm cooking is children in my belly.
All the other cooking. The kitchen cooking.
That's not for me.
And then the other cooking.
It must be my man. He must cook. I'll wash the dishes. I like washing dishes. I don't want to cook.
Okay.
Let me ask you.
That's you.
Let me ask you this.
Who likes washing dishes? Okay.
I do. I like, I don't know. I just think it's so therapeutic. Would you, you know, him now doing this job, like, mm-hmm. that's, it's normal now to be a chef, right? Mm-hmm. But what about, let's say, for instance, doing nails? Would you take up a...
We have guys that are doing that. Where, in this country? Yeah. The guys that are plating ladies, guys that are doing nails.
In Namibia.
I think I've seen something in the newspaper two, 3 years ago. Yeah. There was a guy that was doing that.
Yeah, I know one guy. His name is Sam.
Yeah,
his name is Fantastic Sam. Mm. He does nails.
Yeah.
Is that something, like, would you do it? if there were no jobs in the world?
No, I wouldn't. Myself, I would not. Plus, I would not allow my son to do it.
But why? What if he likes drawing and he enjoys drawing on, like, nails?
But why would you? Okay, it's fine.
Yeah? You don't want to sound homophobic,
No,
right?
No. I'm on air. I don't want to be haunted.
It's fine if
another person is doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but for me or for my son, it will literally be...
But you can't fight him if he does decide that's what he wants to do, hey? Because... I don't know. Did you fight to, like, when you told your parents that this is a career I want to go into? What was their reaction? Because for me, they were looking at me funny, like, you want to do journalism? You want to be in the entertainment industry?
Look, they knew from day one that I loved it.
Okay.
Yeah, I loved to do it. But, mm-hmm. you know, the problem came in because I had to quit something that I was doing to come do this. Imagine you had a job and then you have to leave it to go.
Yeah, so you took a risk.
Yeah, I took a risk. I wanted to come in yesterday when you're talking about it. I'm like, the road we took to here was more similar to what you're talking about yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah. So giving up on something to go to school and study like for other 3-4 years and then, you know, struggle again. You see how the job industry is, you know, struggle again and find another job. It was not so easy.
Yeah.
But it's for me, yeah, it worked.
What did you have to, you know, consider or plan before your exit? I know that some people, when we are talking about, and we see it in the movies, you know, where the person goes, I quit. And they're like, and your job? I'm like, I'll figure it out. But in reality, it obviously doesn't work like that. So what were some of the steps that you took?
Look, you have to be mentally prepared. That's one thing. Yeah. You have to tell yourself, okay, I was earning something, but then now I'm quitting to be depending on somebody else or to use to have the little that I've saved up, because saving should be part of, you know, the process.
The exit.
Yeah. Mm. So you save up, you prepare yourself mentally, and then you get space where you're going to live because, I mean, this is Windhoek. It's
not cheap.
Yeah. Transport and all these kind of things. Yeah. That's how I prepared.
You kind of made it work. Mm. Yeah, Young, I don't know how many times I have stayed at my sister's house. Like, God bless that girl. Honestly, like, maybe almost four times. Mm. And it was all for, like, different reasons. Like, it was so scary. And especially when I went to Zambia, it was scary because...
You went to
study.
I went
to go study. And I was so popular, you know, everybody knew who Sally was. Yeah. I couldn't walk in the street and stuff like that. Mm-mm. And a lot of humility I had to humble myself that, look, you are doing this for you. And there's a lot of meetings that go on in your head when you're about to make like a decision.
Yeah.
Because now there's also that element of what's everyone going to think when you come back and you are making all these like thousands of money and now you're just at home with your family.
Funny enough, I was seeing this other girl and then she just had to leave me when I told her I was quitting my job to go study. You know, she left you.
How about you, ladies? Say that, ladies.
No, you ladies.
Say that, lady. May I won't leave you? Say that, lady, please. Me and my friends, we don't leave people.
Now today I look at them and I'm just like, okay.
Now when she sees you, like,
you know what?
Come on, you take this call.
You're paying me for this.
Eagle FM, good afternoon.
Sally, you are talking to me, but yes, still you are laughing out there.
Afternoon, my uncle. How are you doing?
Technology is great.
I'm making the girl laugh, actually.
I'm sorry to disturb you, but interrupt you too, but you know, the first caller you called in, the chef.
Yes, yes, yes.
When you were talking about food, you know, I'm always preparing because it, since childhood, I've been cooking.
Oh, okay. What's your favorite meal to cook, my uncle?
Sometimes, you know, during the winter, I usually like short ribs.
Ooh! Okay, keep talking. Keep talking.
With curry soup, and then when you were spoken entrepreneurship, that is a wonderful thing. I hope the VTC learners or students are listening, those who are doing engineering and hospitality. It's a wonderful program. I love cooking since childhood, that is said, and then I grew up and grew up. And then when I went to Sweden, and then I upgrade myself.
Yeah.
While I'm doing education.
Yeah.
At the same time, during weekends, I go to my friend's restaurant and I see how they cook.
Yeah.
And that is why I like also the sticky tomato ribs and
yummy.
And a pepper. Now, the other time, you were talking about cholesterol. Now I'm wondering. You remember the doctor in the mornings of the night. You were talking about.
Oh yes, when we yes. That was on Tuesday. I believe it was Tuesday or Wednesday when we did the health topics.
It was in
the topic. For the senior kids.
But now we are being encouraged to cook and put in a lot of spices, blah, blah, blah.
And to cook better and healthier, yes. Thank you so much, my uncle. I appreciate it.
I'm happy for you, and then thank you very much.
Thank you so and much.
The visitor there, I'm sorry, sir.
Oh.
it's fine. Good afternoon, sir.
I'll be listening to you, too.
All right, my uncle. Thank you so much.
Yeah, sure.
Yo, you made me hungry there, young. Short ribs and carrot soup.
Do I even know what you guys are talking about?
He was talking about food. He was talking about short ribs and carrot soup. Like, I've never had carrot soup, but just the thought of it, it sounds nice. What can you even cook besides boiling eggs? I don't understand.
Matangaramos.
Okay, cool. And then, do you wash them?
No. First? Do you need to wash them?
Oh my gosh, let's go on a commercial break. What? And about the, so you're just letting people eat sand.
Oh, you need wasatka taste.
And the crunch of the sand of what? I'm so done with you sometimes. Let's take a quick commercial break, ladies. We will be back to give you more.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Oyo mnangeshefa nohara kushivipa oma kuroe kupitira mohorike radio station ayo Eagle FM. Enya mukuru olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosha ipindi konorahe tatu imwe, heari imwe, ne heari, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mwamberewa konorahe tatu natu, mbali ohe tatu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Ninge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo mwane oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Okay, 8 more minutes left of the brand conversation on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Sally J here, and I also have Enval there. He wants the ladies to see this guy that can cook matangara. He wants to show up to the girls that you can cook, and this is who he is.
I can.
Ladies, this is the guy. He doesn't wash his... He doesn't watch. He's matangara at all. But yes, we've had such an interesting conversation today about, you know, being an entrepreneur and taking a risk in your career. And I want to thank you so much for, you know, just sharing your story. What do you think is a big mistake that some people make when they are trying to, when they want to take a risk or do something different for a change?
Research.
Research.
Yeah.
So they don't research there.
I feel like a lot of people, you know, would want to take chances without having researched fully as to what it is that they want to
do.
Yeah. You have to make a thorough research, Kucha. Now, if this fail, what is next then? Yeah. What do I do next?
Yeah. So, does that mean that we tend to stay like in our comfort zone a lot? Because I'm thinking about, you know, there were many things that I even myself wanted to do, right? Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of thoughts in my head, thoughts of what would people think. I think that happens quite a lot. We care so much about what people think.
That killed a lot of dreams, believe me.
Really?
Yeah. Like when you want to do something and then you're just so comfortable where you are.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you're also scared of what people would say about you. I mean, you...
But why do we care about what people think?
Most
like,
definitely. Why would you need people's opinions in your life? Obviously, we need advices that might build us here and there.
Yeah.
But then you having a fear of what the world might say about the change you're about to make in your life.
But interesting enough, how do you know when a risk is worth taking? Because, you know, I was thinking about like... the first time I got into radio, right? Mm. So I had to pay for school, and then the presenter Cheese, he was the manager at the place I was working at, and then Cheese was like, "Oh, so you want to pay for school, right?" I'm like, "Yeah, I do." So this is the offer that I have for you, and so he found like a job opening, and so he was like, "Oh, I think you should apply for it, because I think you'll be able to do it, but you would have to leave radio." Yo, I sat for like a week, just going through it, like. Am I still going to be able to come back in? What are people going to say when they see me working? And I was even working at the airport for like a car rental company. Oh, okay. So I was like in unit, like it was completely different from what
from
I do.
What you love to
do. And you know, I was thinking about what are people going to say when they see me, you know, behind a counter with a uniform and looking so tired. And I still took the decision, but it took me much longer because of the fact that I cared about what other people would see or think when they see me in the corporate world. Like,
I love the fact that you mentioned that we have a lot of people right now that are sitting at home, you know, with papers and all these kind of things, but they do not want to take that risk of going to sell fat cakes by the corner of the street and all these kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you're thinking of, what will people say about me? I think that, I feel like that's the dumbest thing you can ever think of, because people will never come feed you at your house. People will never come, you know, buy you roll on, all these kind of things. But then if you start advertising your business, you do the order with me kind of things, you do all these kind of things, it will in the end pay your bills.
It will
pay the electricity, the water and all these kind of things at home.
Is it like a sense of pride when we think about what other people think?
That is definitely pride.
That's
a
pride
thing? You feel like you're too cool to do certain stuff. You can never be too cool to do certain stuff.
That's true. And you know, they say that there was this notion that millennials or younger people are very lazy. They don't want to do anything, you know, especially with the unemployment. You hear some people saying that, you know, they're lazy. They don't want to get up and humble themselves.
I cannot be a security guard.
I can't be a security guard. I can't be.
I have a degree or I have a diploma. I have what. But then you will still, in the end of the day, be asking for people to send you $100. What is better than, is it begging or working for your own money? So that's why I'm saying, you know, taking risks is a little bit more.
It takes some balls, ne? Four balls. And father, the way you look at me sometimes, then you're just like, are you okay? I'm not okay. I'm really a serious person. I can be. Like, this is my serious face.
Actually.
ladies and gentlemen, it is that time for me to say my see you laters and make way for the rest of the team. A new On the Radar is coming up with your latest news update. So tonight we're going to be talking about
before that you're buying me lunch.
Boiled eggs, ne? I'm gonna buy you boiled eggs.
No problem. You can even buy me the fresh ones. I'll go cook them myself.
I can't with you. Let's take this final call. Eagle FM, good afternoon.
Hello, Sally.
Yes, hi.
I'm well, thank you. Sorry?
Uncle H, thank you so much for joining us. You are our final caller.
Yeah, listen here. What I discover in this world of workmanship.
Okay.
There is many work to be done in this world, especially in Namibia. But young people are not coming up with ideas of doing, working together and do something. Like, let me give you one example. We got approximately 500 teachers who don't have work. Get a chance for 1 hour.
Okay.
And try to help.
Now, this child, because many parents, they don't have
most
time
majority
to
of them, they study in the same institution. $50 an hour.
Oh, so like tutoring. Idea.
Of giving extra classes to children, an hour, and you are a team of maybe say 3-4 teachers. Saturday and Sunday as well, and so on. I'm sure you guys are going to end up making more bucks than teachers who are working full time.
I see. That's a great idea. And I see a lot of I do see a lot of tutors that have come up in the industry. So I'll definitely look into this career a bit more. I will do so.
Yeah, because the thing is this: many children are left with elderly people, and elderly people, they don't have any knowledge of this education system. They only know their home language.
I see what you're saying. All right, my uncle, I take note of that. Unfortunately, I have to say my see you laters to make way for the team, but I will definitely make note of that topic for tutoring, and I'll look for that for next week or the other week. Yeah, I'll definitely do that.
It's very important to open up the young people.
We'll do, my uncle. We'll do.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
You too. All right, it's time for me to get out of here. And Valde and I are signing out to go and eat some raw eggs.
No, I'll boil the eggs. Don't worry.
But in the kettle. Oh, my gosh. Ladies and gentlemen, I will see you later tonight. That's on Off the Hook. We are having a discussion with the cheetahs out there. The cheetahs.
Oh, listen.
Married but single. That's the title of our show today.
I saw something today on Facebook. Come on, if married people like girls in uniforms, like school uniforms, they must buy their wives
uniform.
They must stop going to school, kids.
That is so true. I think it was Robert Mugabe who said that. Ladies and gentlemen, I will see you later tonight.
Let you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Don't be a silent listener. You can air your opinions, ask questions, and converse with us in studio on 083-288-401.
On the Radar, an Eagle News program that takes you beyond the streets and brings you closer to national and international breaking news as it unfolds. Tune in every Monday to Friday from 1 to 2:30.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Ouyo mnangeshefa na wahara kushivifa oma kuroe kupitira mohorike radio station aweyo Eagle FM. Enya mkuro olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosho ipindi konorahe tatu imwe, heari imwe, ne heari, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mwamberewa konorahe tatu natu, mbali ohe tatu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Ninge dumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo mwane oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.